We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going to talk some SEC championship game right now as well. The one-on-one matchups you're most looking forward to. We each have how many? How many do you have?
I got three.
I got three and a half. Okay. So we got plenty.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
I always go first.
Okay. So you go first. We'll go back and forth like we did yesterday.
Okay. The first one I think is self-explanatory. This offensive line, the Georgia tackles, whoever they are, against Will Anderson.
Okay.
I mean, because he is a game record. But I got in parentheses, I got it in the quotations, don't let him get multiple sacks. He probably going to get one. Mm-hmm. He's that damn good of a player. Don't let him be the reason that you – we were talking about Aiden in the last game. He affected CJ all game.
Yes, he did.
He was just hounding him. Can't do that. And that's more – if it's more on the play calling, the formation designing, whatever, don't let him break the game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask is what do you try to do during the game to make, you bring an extra tight end to that side?
Georgia does a really good job with their tight ends as far as chipping and getting out in routes. They do such a great job with that. I expect a whole lot more of that where, they shift the protection, or maybe not even shift the protection, because they're probably going to end up sliding protection his side anyway. But more than anything, if whoever the back is, if he's on the right side, shift the back over to the left. You know what I mean? Wherever side he goes, you shift the back over there to that side.
You know, it's interesting. It's not something we spent a lot of time talking about this year just because Georgia's offense Georgia has blown teams out so badly that sometimes you just don't get into the minutia of some of this. Which running back on Georgia's offense is the best pass blocker? Is it Zeus?
Probably.
It seems like it would be just because of the way he's built and kind of the way that he runs.
Probably.
And we spent a lot of time talking about that from a Falcons perspective because their offensive line is so bad. And if you didn't have Mike Davis back there blocking, then Matt Ryan would have been decapitated a few times this year. I don't really know who it is from a Georgia perspective.
But I think it's Zeus. I mean, but I've seen them all miss protection.
Okay.
I've sat there and watched. And now a lot of times it's one of those things how teams miss Georgia's linebacker, that's what happened to Georgia sometimes, because the linebackers are slicing so tight off that double team or whatever, and you just see him at the last second. But, yeah, I think maybe it's probably going to be Zeus.
Okay. I'm going to grab an obvious one, or at least one that I think is an obvious one, and certainly the one that is going to be talked about a lot leading up to this game on TV and all that stuff, is the head coaching matchup. I think Saban and Kirby, and rightfully so, because it's not just – sort of easy fodder to talk about the big name head coaches in a game like this. We've seen these guys play before. We've seen their teams play before. And we've seen decisions that they've made in these games make really big impacts on these games. Now, last year wasn't that. Last year was what Kirby was talking about earlier today, which is, players decide the outcomes of games for the most part. Alabama was just better than Georgia was last year. Georgia had the lead at halftime. Alabama came out in the second half and ran them off the field.
Yep.
It was 41-24. They were just better. But the first two times they got together, it was some pretty big decisions that were made. Everybody remembers the Tua Tagovailoa decision. Obviously, Jalen Hurts was the decision the next year. Kirby made some decisions that didn't go his way. When the talent is as equal as it feels like it is in this matchup, that's when coaching decisions really show up. That's when you get tight in the fourth quarter and you have to make a decision, whether you're going to go for it on fourth down or, fake a punt or something or whatever. Not to bring up a bad example. But I think that that's vital. I mean, I just believe that this game is going to be close enough where a decision by one of these two guys in the second half of this football game is going to have a big impact on this game. And, from Georgia's perspective, for the sake of Georgia fans, hopefully this is one where you look at it afterwards and say, that's where Kirby changed. Kirby was in that moment this time and he made the right call. Or he didn't go away from what was working. Or he didn't, whatever it is. The moment was in previous games like this where he's made choices that backfired, Hopefully this is the one, if it comes down to that, which I think that it will. Kirby shows how he's changed as a head coach.
All right. Here it is. Stetson Bennett's arm versus Bryce Young's legs. Mm-hmm. And I think it is going to be vital for both teams. Stetson throwing the ball down the field and Georgia's defense not allowing Bryce Young to use his legs. Because the thing with Bryce Young is, and what I saw from him is, if you blitz him and you don't get to him, he's going to tear your ass up. He's that good of a quarterback to be that young, to know where to go with the ball, when to go with the ball. He is just that good at that. And, you know, Stetson, they've been a big play offense. They get chunk plays in the Georgia offense. And you can say if he throws the ball 11 times or whatever. Well, if he throws the ball 11 times versus Alabama, he's got to be 150-plus, I think. I don't think he can throw the ball 11 times versus Bama and be 75 yards. No. They've got to be able to make some big plays, whether it's run after the catch or whatever, whatever. Stetson can't get over 25 throws, but he can't be under 10 in order for Georgia to win his football game.
I also think just in terms of those two, I had them written down from a different perspective. Whichever quarterback turns the ball over less is very likely to lead their team to a victory in this game. Like, neither one of those guys turn the ball over very much. Stetson's thrown 5 interceptions this year. Bryce Young's thrown 4 interceptions this year. So that's both of those are pretty good in terms of being able to protect the football. Whichever guy does a better job in terms of protecting the football in this game is going to give us, obviously, going to give his team a better chance to win. I also wonder, just in terms of defending Bryce Young, like you're talking about trying to limit what he does with his legs. Like, if he's a guy that doesn't run that much historically, at least he hasn't this year, his highest rushing yards game was 42 against Tennessee. Do you practice spying against him? Or do you even have to do that because he doesn't run that much? Like, how do you go into this game not really knowing how much he's going to run the football?
I don't know. Because we were talking yesterday, as far as the design run, I don't see them doing a lot of design runs. Now, in the red zone, Andy, could I see a quarterback draw with least expected? Like, say it's third and goal or whatever, and they spread you out, and I could see that kind of quarterback run. But design runs in the field, I just don't see it. But what he does is, once he breaks contain, he keeps he waits so long before he takes off, but he's so effective winning because he's real slithery, faster than you think he is, got a little shake about him and everything, and then he does the best thing that you could do. He gets the hell down.
Right.
He gets the
hell
down.
But that's not really something I'm just wondering about it from a Georgia defense perspective. Like, if that's how he does it and it's not designed, like, can you design your defense to stop it? He's just going to run on plays that break down, right?
Right. But those, I mean, they're no, because those are backyard type plays,
right?
You know, you lose contain. You got to keep them corralled. I think Auburn did a great job of that. And the one thing that Georgia does, as good as anybody in the country, they close. And when they close, for the most part, they get you down. They get you on the ground. Their closing speed when it's time to go after a quarterback. Oh, they're going, and they diving at feet, heels, or whatever they need to get you down.
Yeah, and that was my second one, because I know that there's going to be a lot of attention paid to the matchup between Jameson Williams, John Metchie, and the Georgia secondary because of what big playmakers those guys can be, especially Jameson Williams. He can go over the top. He's a huge game-breaking type wide receiver. Is Alabama even going to have enough time to make that type of throw? Maybe they'll be able to make a few throws like that. But I imagine they're probably going to try to get the ball out of Bryce Young's hands really quickly and into those guys' hands on the perimeter. That's why I think Darian Kendrick and Keely Ringo, as much as people will talk about them and their ability to not get beat over the top, they got to tackle great. I think those guys have to be and they are very good tacklers. That's something we've seen from the Georgia secondary. They're very good tacklers. But those two guys specifically, because of who they're going to be matched up against, the biggest playmakers that Alabama has on offense, they're going to have to get their man on the ground immediately, because I think Alabama's going to do a lot of that quick passing.
They are. They're going to get the ball out of there so they can negate the Georgia rush. We do know that and everything. And then it just comes to tackling in the space.
Yep.
And a lot of times what that does, when the guys that you're talking about, Andy, they're going to be the guys on the outside. So, you know, they got to be able to fight off and then go make the tackle, because that's, you know, a situation where those plays, when those plays work, Andy, and I'm talking about those bubble screens and stuff like that, it's because of outside blocking on the perimeter. That's all it is. It's outside perimeter blocking and guys just getting upfield, and hopefully you make somebody miss, and then that's where you go, you know, go on and make the rest of those plays. But I agree with you. I had one of those as far as the matchup of the I see cornerbacks in the receiving matchup for Georgia because, you know, it's going to – they got the playmakers. They got superstar receivers. Mitchie, we saw the big play he made. We know how big Tom Williams is. 61 catches, 1,200 yards. That's 20 yards a reception.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah. What can you say about that?
Good. Tackle him. Or hit the quarterback before he has time to throw deep, you know? Because those deep passes take time to set up.
All right, my last one, Andy. And I know I said this and I thought about it. Jack Podleski versus Will Reager. The kickers.
You did make me say
it. Yeah, the kickers. The kickers. And here's why. In big games in the past, what has been Alabama's downfall? It's been the field goal kicker.
Yeah, field goal
kicker. It's always been. They got a dude now, man. They got a dude. There are going to be some opportunities for 50-plus yard field goals in this game. Mm-hmm. I feel it. Probably on a first drive.
Yep.
There will be a chance for 50 yards or more. Which guy makes them?
Yep.
Because we're talking about points in field position, Andy. Points in field position. Because you miss, they get the ball right there, you know, with 40, 50 yards to go.
Yep.
You make it, you get your point. So that kicking matchup, because I think there's going to be at least three field goals both teams will attempt. And two of them will be, I'm going to say, 45-plus.
I totally agree. I think the defenses are so good in this game that your field goal kickers are going to have to show up. Now, you saw the Alabama kid make a pretty damn clutch field goal in overtime against Auburn last week. It was only like a 40-yarder, but still, I mean, that's clutch in overtime to send that game into the third overtime. Podlesny's been a little shaky at times this year. He's been better lately. Yeah, man. I also think punting, too. Like, you got the better punter in the game. I think field position is going to play a really big factor in this game. So special teams is going to be a huge part of it. I don't know who has the advantage in special teams. Both teams have pretty damn good special teams.
And both teams, if you love this, Williams, both teams have their starters on their special teams.
Yeah, they do. And Jamison Williams returns kickoffs, too. Yep. He had a game this year where he took two back for touchdowns. Yep. So a lot of talent on the field on Saturday. Those are some of the one-on-one matchups to be looking for.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.